is a place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free. And things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country, and there is no escaping it. No matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us in the darkness on the edge of town. I'm your host, Dave Schrader, and this evening, along with me, as always, my faithful companion and co-host, Rin Tim Tim. This is just a quick reminder, but next week, March 5th, we switch to a two-hour format beginning at 10 p.m. Central, and we'll be running until midnight, so remember to tune in an hour earlier. Our guest will be Keith from Ghost Hunters television show. The demonologist will be on hand with us for almost the entire 2 hours to answer any questions that you might have about the show, about his own paranormal investigations, and about demonology. This evening, we've got a great show lined up for you with Twin Cities medium psychic CJ Sellers. CJ will be here. She's going to answer some questions about being a medium, also take some of your calls for personal readings. But before we begin, on the line with us is Dwayne Claude from the Western New York Paranormal Group, and he's here to talk to us about the upcoming Supernatural Summit. Dwayne, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Well, good evening, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about the summit, what's coming on, and about the special pricing that you have available right now.
Yeah, actually coming up April 29th and 30th in Rochester, New York, we're having the Supernatural Summit. And what it is actually 2 days of paranormal workshops. We have over 30 workshops dedicated to ghost hunting and different avenues of the supernatural. Number of workshops, both for the beginner and up through the advanced. Our keynote speaker for the weekend is actually Todd Bates, and Todd Bates is a national EVP specialist from hauntedvoices.com, and we have probably in the neighborhood of 13 to 14 speakers throughout the weekend for people to take advantage of. The cost for the weekend is $50 per person, and if it's paid by March 1st. After March 1st, it goes up to $75.
Okay, so if they hurry up and book it, and if you heard it on the show tonight, hurry up and book if you'd like to be attending it. It's March 1st, the price goes up by $25. Still right. Sounds like a great price to me, even if you miss out on the early bird special.
Well, we're trying to keep it down so everybody can join. I know that a lot of people come from out of state, so we're trying to keep the prices affordable for people because we know they have to pick up the cost of hotel rooms and things along that lines. And we've also tried to give a variety of speakers. We've noticed in the past that a lot of these conferences have the same speakers come, and we've really tried to reach out a little bit farther and a little bit more different than other conferences have done, so we have a wider variety of subjects that we are covering.
All right. Now, where can people go look up information about the show?
They can go to supernaturalsummit.com. That's probably the easiest way for them to do that. We have a list of all the conference speakers as well as booking information and things along that lines.
Okay, and I will have Robin, our phone girl, will add that onto our website during the discussion column this evening so that if anybody's interested, they can go ahead, click on it, and be taken right to the Supernatural Summit. And we'll make it available on the regular part of the website this week as well. Is there anything else you want to tell us about the summit we should know about to make sure people are ready to go?
Well, you know, just come with your interest in hand, and, you know, if there's actually things that you specifically would like us to take a look at during the conference, for instance, you know, if you'd like to have our EVP specialist maybe use or analyze some of your EVPs for discussion purposes, we're more than happy to do that. Another specialist that we do have coming is Steve Wagner from AboutParanormal.com. He's going to be talking about credibility and evidence and things that he looks for and all the material that he gets sent all the time, what makes a credible photograph, what does not. Just we're just planning on having a lot of fun and educating everyone who's there.
Great. Now, you also have a paranormal group in New York, is that correct?
That's correct.
So if people are looking for help, they're being haunted, they're having any kind of strange phenomena occur, how can they get in touch with you, Duane?
They can get in touch with us at WNYparanormal.com, or they can give us a call at 585-399-7765.
Okay, and we'll add that number to the website as well. We thank you very much for joining us this evening, Duane.
All right,
and that's
you.
Duane Claude, and he is with the Supernatural Summit. You can check him out at supernaturalsummit.com. And for those of you that are tuning in this evening, our guest is actually psychic and medium from the Twin Cities. Her name is CJ Sellers. CJ, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's great to have you back with us. If you remember, you tuned in a couple weeks ago and heard Steve from the Ghost Hunter show on. CJ was on here to do a little reading for him. This evening, she's coming back to talk to us and answer some questions about being a medium. And we'll also be taking some of your calls later on in the hour, where she's going to do some actual personal readings for you as well. Now, getting started, CJ, can you tell us a little bit about this ability that you have? When did you first realize that you had it, and how has it affected your life?
Well, I've had it most of my life. It's been probably in the last decade or so that I've started working with it, but initially I had a lot of experiences as a child that were quite uncomfortable. I wanted to learn more about it, and I started taking classes and getting more involved in it, and here I am now doing readings for other people.
Great. Now, I have a question for you. We had the opportunity to sit down and talk the other day, and you were sharing some ideas. Now, I had some questions for you. We had on the show with us a few weeks back John Zaffis, who's a pretty big paranormal investigator into demonology and possessions. One of the questions I had for you, and I'd like you to share your thoughts and ideas with the listeners on this as well. You know, a lot of the demonologists and people like that will tell you that messing with things like Ouija boards, tarot card readings, speaking to mediums, actually can invite trouble into your life and can then invite possession. What's your take on that, and how do you answer that kind of accusation?
You know, it really has a lot to do with a person's belief system. If you're coming from a fear-based belief system, yeah, you are inviting problems. If you believe problems are going to happen, they're going to happen. If you come from a very open-minded, very in the light, and wanting to do this for the right reasons, then no, I don't believe that. I don't believe that it's a danger. Basically, you have to come into it with the right intention.
So what I thought was interesting you mentioned the other night to us as well is it's not like you spent time going to the witchy bookstores and you were making your coven and praying to pagan gods or goddesses to get this power. It's just been a part of your life since you can remember.
Well, absolutely.
So it's not, how can it really be evil or from the devil if it's something that, I mean, it's almost like being born, and I know this is going to be a controversial topic and my producer Tim's going to shoot me a dirty look, but it's almost like the fight about being gay. You either are or you're not.
Exactly.
So, you know, to think that it's evil just because that's the ability and the gift that was given to you is a little shallow and kind of closed-minded, would you say?
Well, you know, the thing is I was raised Pentecostal, and in the Pentecostal church, what I'm doing would be considered against the Bible or against God. But yet when you grow up with these kinds of abilities and you have people telling you that, it's frightening. Did God curse me? Did he forget about me? Was I born, you know, some kind of spawn of Satan? I mean, you know, the bottom line is I had to live with this, and I had to figure out how it fit into my life and how it fit into my belief system. So basically, you know, I had to go back and relearn everything and figure out what is this about this gift that I have that is a gift, not a curse.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you had said being part of the light. What exactly do you mean by that? And I mean, in your definition of it for your world and what you do?
Part of the light is just it. Light just means positive. It's what's helpful. It's loving. It's caring. It's everything that people would perceive of God or of heaven. Basically, you know, you have your good, you have your evil, but being in the light is simply not doing harm to anyone else and trying to do good.
Okay. And that's what you do with these abilities. You go out, you help people connect with people that have passed over. Now, what exactly is the difference between being a psychic and being a medium?
a psychic person reads the energy of the person that they're sitting with. They're picking up their emotional feelings, their thoughts, what's going on in their lives. When you're a medium, you're getting your information outside of that person. It's those spirit people, loved ones that are connected to them, that are in spirit, that are giving that information to you as a medium to pass on to them.
Okay. Now, you don't speak to spirits. If there's a ghost in this room sitting here with Tim and I right now, you don't communicate with those spirits. You only speak to the ones that have crossed over.
Exactly. Generally, you know, people who are earthbound, their energies are much lower. A lot of times they don't even know where they are. It's a completely different plane, if you will. I find it very difficult to communicate with them. It's draining. I personally don't do it. When I do readings with crossed over spirits, the energy is much different. It's hard to explain unless you're a medium yourself and you're doing it, but it's much lighter. It's much more relating for me than, you know, trying to talk to someone who really is, they're stuck here for a reason.
Okay. Now, we do have a question that was emailed into us from Robin Bailey from the board. She said, I feel that I have spirits around me that protect me, not so much as guardian angels, as much as people I'm related to. How can I safely learn exactly who those spirits are?
Well, one of the most easy ways for our loved ones to communicate through with us is through dreams. And basically all we need to do is to talk to them and to ask them to do that. You know, one thing that I found when I was developing as a medium is that spirits aren't intrusive. They don't butt into our lives. They don't purposely try to, you know, make us communicate with them if they don't want to. So
you mean spirits that have gone into the lighter or crossed over?
Exactly.
Okay, not earthbound.
Right, exactly. All you need to do is really just put that intention out there and just say, you know, I would really like to connect with you. And they will do that, and they'll do that usually when you least expect it, in the ways you least expect it, and they're usually very subtle. So you're not going to, you know, have a spirit appear to you more than likely in your room at night. But what's going to happen is you're going to get little signs here and there to let you know that they're around.
Well, how can she learn if she doesn't have mediumistic ability? Mediumistic, is that a word? Extra large ability? Mediumistic, if you don't have the gift, how can you discern who it is that's with you? Is it just by seeking the counsel of somebody like yourself that can see and speak to these people?
Well, that I think is where mediums do come in handy. If you're wondering, you know, is this my grandma? Is this my grandpa? Yeah, a medium can help. But, you know, make sure when you do seek out a medium that you're seeking out somebody that's reputable and knows what they're doing.
Okay. Now, how do you discern between who's a good medium and who's a bad medium? I mean, there's a lot of people out there calling, what was that kooky woman with the bad Jamaican accent, Tim? Do you remember her doing the...
Miss Cleo Man.
Yeah, Miss Cleo. Allegedly, she was not real. You know, people were spending a lot of money, $3.99 a minute, crazy things like that. How do they find someone like you, aside from our show, and know that they're not going to, you know, give up their money and not get a connection?
Yeah, you know, that's a growing problem right now. And number one, what I tell people to do is, you know, pray about it and ask for guidance to be led to the right person. Secondly, you really want to look at a person's ethics,
okay.
Why they're doing what they're doing. Are they in it just for the money? Are they in it just for the prestige? The other is talk to other people that they've have done readings for. You're going to get there's more of a wealth of information from word of mouth.
Sure.
Than there is from advertising, so look for their references.
Okay, and do you offer those up on your website as well?
I do offer them. People are welcome to ask me for a list of references if they want them. I have comments on my website as well.
No, so. Your website is cjmedium.com.
Yes.
Okay, so that's www.cjmedium.com. And what number can people reach you at after the show?
It is 612-839-0866, and I will be the person to answer the phone if you call. So,
and when I say call after the show, ladies and gentlemen, I don't mean call this evening. It's going to be a little late, and CJ is going to need a rest. But if you need help, again, why don't you give that number one more time for us, CJ?
Okay, it's 612-839-0866. 0866.
Fantastic. So if you do have something that you need questions with, you just give a call. CJ and I spoke earlier. She's going to have some special pricing for our listeners. If you call CJ, tell her that you heard her on the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. She's going to offer
it's a $10 discount.
Okay, a $10 discount from her normal reading prices. So feel free to give her a call and check in with that. We're going to go real quickly to a commercial break. When we come back, we've got some callers on the line. We're going to do a couple of readings. We'll also talk a little bit more with CJ Sellers. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show.
Adopting aliens and giving them good homes since 1953. Just don't tell our landlord.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
It's Dave and Tim shacking up in the darkness on the edge of town.
I'm Teresa from White Bear Lake, and I needed to refinance my home and do it fast. I contacted a lot of mortgage companies that made promises and commitments that they just couldn't keep. Then I was referred to Keith Troutman. Keith was knowledgeable and worked fast. He listened to what I needed, and within 7 days, we closed on my loan. Other companies promised to save me up to $500 a month. Keith, however, found a program that was right for me and saves me over $1,300 a month. I would recommend Keith Troutman and Tri Minnesota Mortgage to anyone.
Thanks, Teresa. This is Keith Troutman, president and owner of Tri Minnesota Mortgage. And no matter what your situation is, we're here for you. We locate financing programs other brokers cannot. Most lenders use 10 to 20 investors to fund their loans. We have a national investor base of over 70 that ensures you'll get the best loan program available to meet your needs. Call me today at 952-223-5000. I know I can help. Right now, with qualifying loans, we are sending you on a 7-day cruise for two. Certain restrictions apply. Check out our website. cruise@close.com for more details, or call 952-223-5000. That's 952-223-5000.
This is Dave Schrader from the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. Each week, we delve into the web of the unknown and deal with a lot of scary subjects. But nothing makes my blood run colder or scares me more than dealing with technology. That's why we turned to the experts when we wanted our website for the show set up and maintained. In the studio with me is Don Raleigh, owner of Evolve Systems. Don and his exceptional staff were easy to work with and made setting up our site a breeze. Don, what is it that sets you apart from other web developers?
Well, Dave, we make your business visions come to life by creating, maintaining, and hosting all of your internet needs. We do this by listening to our clients. We offer programs and price plans to fit any budget. And Dave, I mean any budget. Call us at 651-628-4000 and put us to work for you.
Call Don at Evolve Systems, 651-628-4000. I did, and I couldn't be happier with the results.
That's because we take the ugh out of technology, Dave. Call us today at 651-628-4000 or visit us on the web at www.evolve-systems.com. Serving the entire United States. That's Evolve Systems, helping you to manage change. Cheers.
If you read Tapster Mag every month, you'll be able to tell the difference between the absurd.
Could not go to work because Bigfoot stole my car.
And the creepy. Tapster Mag takes you where few would ever go on purpose. From exclusive interviews with the cast of The Ghost Hunters to the latest trends in technology, the field of the paranormal. To join our journey, order at TapsParamag.com.
Ghosts, goblins, witches, creatures of the night. Yep, that just about covers everybody Dave and Tim have ever dated.
Oh my God, this girl's really turning me on.
Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town.
Ouch. More and more self-defacing each week. Very good job, Tim.
Thanks.
This evening, you're listening to The Darkness on the Edge of Town, and our guest is medium and psychic CJ Sellers from the Twin Cities here. She does take calls from all over the United States, all over the world. If you have an interest in connecting with somebody that's crossed over and you'd like some help, you can contact CJ by going directly to her website at cjmedium.com. There you can get her number, you can get some information, and for the people that call her and tell her that they heard her on our show, she's going to offer you up a special $10 discount. So make sure that you do mention that you heard her on the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. Online too with us this evening, we have Simone. Simone, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, Simone, welcome to the show. Thank you for being a part of it. I'll let you go ahead and talk to CJ, and I'll just shut up and let the rest go.
All right.
Hi, Simone. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you, CJ?
I'm just fine. Well, we're going to go ahead and try and tune in here for you, okay?
Okay.
And I just want you to remain as open as possible.
All right.
Now, do let me remind you, Simone, and everybody else listening, while you're on hold, please have a pen and paper handy and ready so that you can take notes. Do not get stuck on one thing that she might tell you and let that eat up your reading. Write it down. It may not make sense to you today, but you might get clarification on this from a friend or loved one later on what it is.
Okay.
The first thing I have for you, Simone, is there is a female presence on the other side that's trying to get through here. I'm just going to go ahead and tune in. And if I get quiet, that's what I'm doing as I'm listening.
Okay.
Okay. I do feel like this is a grandmother for you. All right. And I also feel like this is connected to father's side of the family. Does this make sense to you?
A grandmother for me or somebody close to me?
Well, it can be either or, but I'm going to go with what they're giving me because I have to kind of stick to that.
Okay.
But this would be a grandmother, and I feel connected to a father's side of the family. Okay?
Okay.
I also get the letter M with this.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. All right.
Now, if something does not make sense, Simone, or anybody else that's online, it's okay to tell CJ that as well, because we want to be able to be concise and understand what you're understanding from these readings and what you're not.
Exactly.
Okay, so feel free to be honest and let us know. And again, just real quickly, I don't mean to interrupt this. We'll make sure you get plenty of time for your reading, Simone.
Okay.
But for everybody else that's on hold, CJ is a very honest medium. She's very good at what she does. If she cannot make a connection, we will tell you, I'm sorry, we're not going to be able to make a connection this evening. We're going to go on to the next call. We will have other psychics and mediums on in the future. We'll also have CJ back with us, so perhaps we can do it again with you in the future.
Okay.
What I'm going to ask you quickly here, Simone, is the person that's connected to you that this is for, that you're feeling this is for, is this person going through like an up and down period? Like something's going on, roller coaster.
She did at one point.
Okay. All right. We're going to go back right back to her grandmother here. I'm going to let her speak here. Okay. Now, is her father still here?
No.
Okay. Because she's mentioning her father, so if he's not still here, meaning that he's going to bring him over with her in this conversation, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And that is her dad. Okay.
Are you meaning her grandmother's father? Is that who you're referring to, CJ?
The person's father.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And the letter J comes up with this.
The letter J?
Yes.
That doesn't ring a bell. But
Okay. That's all right. We're just going to keep going. But the M is there, right?
Yep.
Okay. The message that she's wanting to bring across and with this father figure is that they are happy where they are.
Okay.
So they're, you know, and that's kind of a cliche thing to say, but this means that people have been wondering about that. All right?
Right.
All right. And what I feel is in this father energy feels really strong to me, like he really wants to come through and he really wants to connect to this person. I'm going to ask you, who's the person that he's trying to connect to?
I would guess it would be me.
Okay. Is this your father's crossed?
My father has, right, yep.
Okay. And where is the D connected?
That was D, that my father's name that he went by started with a D.
Okay. And that's just their way of letting me know I'm on the right track here.
Wow.
Okay. And the question he's saying, where have you been? So what this means is you've been wondering where he's been, if he's been around you. Is this correct?
I have.
Okay. This is his way of validating that for you.
Okay. Now, you mentioned a J. My daughter's name is Julie.
Okay. All right. And he's giving me the yes signal, so I feel good about that. So, all right. And is Mom still here?
No.
Mom is also crossed?
Yes, I lost her about 2 years ago.
Okay, so he's bringing her up, which means he's also going to bring her on through here, too. Okay, do you know where the H connection is?
The H.
Mm-hmm. To them?
No.
Okay. All right. Just hang on to that for a second. Okay, and one of the messages that they're bringing through, both your parents here, is in I'm sorry. So I don't know if one of them you didn't have a good relationship with or there's something there that would make them want to let you know that they're sorry.
Well, it could be my father.
Okay. When they say they're sorry about something, it's simply that they're looking back at what their life was like when they were here.
Mm-hmm.
And they have regrets about that, and even though I'm sorry is it's not much to give, they're acknowledging that they could have done more.
It actually could be coming from both of them.
Okay. Well, that would make sense to me. All right. They also bring up memories, photo albums, looking back quite a bit, I almost feel like you look back on these things in your life and almost dream about them.
Yeah.
Okay. And these are very special to you.
Yes.
Golden
yes.
moments. What I want you to know is that they're there. They are there for you. And when you talk to them, they can hear you. And they're telling me definitely with that, okay?
Okay.
Now, can she invite them into her dream conversations to visit with her?
Absolutely. And once I make this connection for people, I mean, to me, my job is to get it started. And from that point on, you can take that with you and know that they're there for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm getting a little teary-eyed here.
You know what, though?
That's not allowed.
That's normal. Shush, Dave. Shut up. That's very normal. And that's a release. It's an emotional release because when they come through, I mean, it's a huge deal. It is for me and it is for anybody. And right now your mom is coming through very strongly to comfort you about that. All right. Now, what is the number 10 for you?
Number 10. Oh, my goodness. My mom lived with me the last 10 years of her life. I took care of her.
Okay. Okay. She says things have been a little messy. Do you understand that, messy?
Not really.
Okay.
But it sounds like something she might say.
Yeah, I get this feeling like you just need to, well, you know, I don't know if you're a good housekeeper or not, but she's making me feel like things are just out of place and disorganized and they need to be organized.
Well, that could be my daughter. She isn't too good on that part. And again, her name starts with a J, so.
Okay.
Could it also be like a, you know, maybe things have been kind of askew in your life lately?
Yeah, that could be too.
Okay, so it could be more along the lines of things are just haven't been great for the last couple of years for you, Simone. Is that?
No, they haven't been. That could be it too.
Okay.
She's talking about you just getting things together for yourself.
Yep, yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
In fact, I just started a business of my own, so
it's well, good
just
for you.
Going off the ground.
Okay. Well, you know, and being that you're doing that, and that can be kind of a scary thing too, but you've got them behind you.
Okay, now, the J wouldn't necessarily have to be for my daughter, would it? Because I have a very close person to me, and his name is Jim, and he's in California. Mm-hmm. Could it be something about him?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm not feeling that. I would feel that that's more about your daughter, being that this is your parents coming through.
Okay.
And their way of acknowledging her. Okay.
Okay, the reason I asked that is because this Jim, my mother introduced us like 26 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's going through a terrible time right now, too, so they were very close at one point.
Okay. You know what I would like to do, Simone, too, because I think there's a lot more there for you.
Uh-huh.
If you'd like to call me, and we can have this discussion in private.
Sure, that'd be great.
Yeah, and I would be happy to see what's there for your friend as well as what more is there for you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you very much for being a part of the show this evening, Simone.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. All right, CJ, well, that was pretty impressive. You were hitting on a lot of stuff there with her. Now, do you find... When you're opening this conduit now, do the family members always come through? I know that when you and I had a reading, mm-hmm. I had somebody coming through that wanted to pass a message using you so that I could pass it on to an uncle of mine, mm-hmm. who I knew nothing of, this person that passed on. Are they just real opportunists? Are they just looking for a way to get their message through?
Well, they are opportunists. I mean, put yourself in their place. You're on the other side. You're really wanting to, you know, get a hold of your daughter, for instance, and your best friend's getting a reading, but maybe you're not going to go get a reading, so yeah.
Okay. Now, you know, just so we've got this out in the open, Tim and I are huge fans of two great actors who just passed away, Mr. Don Knotts and Darren McGavin. So if any time during the show Don Knotts wants to nip it in the bud, you just stop everything and let us know, okay?
You need to have kind of a direct connection.
Well, I watch Andy Griffith all the time. Isn't that a direct connection enough?
If we have the DVD box set, does that work? No.
No, because people have asked me if I talk to Elvis and things like that. No.
So you would have to talk to, like, Lisa Marie or Priscilla, yep. Or Tim, his illegitimate love child?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Sorry.
I understand that. All right, well, we've got on the line with us here, we've got April on line 3. April, are you with us?
I am.
Okay, April, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'll let you
talk to CJ.
Hi,
CJ.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Okay, I'm going to tune in for you and just be real open.
Okay.
Okay. All right. For you, I've got a feminine energy, actually, that's wanting to come through.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and tune into that. Now, I'm not sure that this person is actually related to you or not.
Okay.
All right, so I want to go ahead and try and do this. I do have a grandmother energy that seems connected to you, but I also have something else there.
Okay.
All right.
Now, as some subjects will be a little too sensitive to talk about on the radio, as with the last caller with Simone, if there are certain things CJ... gets messages from the beyond and they want to pass these things on, sometimes she won't do it over the phone with you or over the radio because it's not the right time. So she will let you know that you can get back in touch with her at another time. And for those of you on hold waiting, if you're going to get a reading this evening, please have a pencil and paper ready and get ready to take notes.
Okay. One thing I have here for you here is I'm getting a C or K name connection. Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Okay.
All right. And I'm also getting something that it would be connected to your mom. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Now, does that make sense to you, April?
It does.
Okay.
Okay. Now, is it your life that's a bit of a soap opera right now?
It is.
Okay. And what I'm getting is that someone else's life was much the same way. It's almost like a repeating.
Okay.
Of the same thing. Okay. All right. Now, I determined that that was connected to your mom. I'm going to ask you who that is. Okay?
Is the C or the K, is that what's connected to my mom?
I feel so, yes.
Okay. Is it the my mother's father's name was Carl.
Okay. Okay, and they're talking about something being the same, okay? Like
okay.
Emulating or doing the same all over again. So, who do you take after?
Yeah, I take a little bit after both my parents, so I don't know. It's kind
okay.
of...
Well, we're going to go back to the soap opera.
Okay.
All right?
Sure.
Okay, and this is love life stuff. Is that correct?
It is, yes.
Okay.
Shh, April, don't let them know about us yet.
Okay, Dave.
Okay. And something else that's going to happen here, and I think this is why I'm going to put your call on hold,
okay,
is they're also going to have you give a message to someone else.
Okay.
Which is a little time consuming. Okay?
Okay.
But I know that it's there.
All right.
So if it's okay, is it okay with you?
Sure.
That we do this?
Now, CJ, can I ask one quick question, too? Mm-hmm. If there's a specific question that they have for somebody that's crossed over, can they ask you that question to try to get the answer?
Once I'm connected and once the messages start to flow, absolutely, they can. I can't guarantee they'll answer it, but...
Okay. Is there anything that you wanted to ask before we put you back on hold, April?
Well, the grandmother energy that you mentioned, I really want to know if it was... if she said my name at a particular time right before Christmas, if I heard her say my name, if that was really her.
Okay. Well, I would, in knowing that already, I would have a hard time validating it for you because I could just say yes.
Okay.
Okay. But let me tune in for just a second. I want to ask that. Yeah, I don't know what better way to answer that except that they're giving me a positive on it, so...
Is there anything maybe, CJ, that they could help validate about what was going on at that time? So maybe you can say, yes, it was her when you were eating the bologna sandwich?
Yep. Yeah, and that's what I would want to get from them.
Okay.
The only thing that I'm picking up right now is there's something about cat or a cat. Okay, and I don't think I'm going to be able to get that.
Okay,
I would need to talk to you.
Sure.
Off the air.
Well, April, what we'll do is we're going to actually let you go. We've got your number on. We'll give you a call back after the show, and you can wrap up with her at that time.
That would be great. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, April.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Good night. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. Our guest this evening is CJ Sellers. She's a local medium and psychic here in the Twin Cities. She's available for you to answer questions on her website. You can go there at cjmedium.com. Again, that's cjmedium.com. Or they can give you a call at what number, CJ?
It would be 612-839-0866.
Great. Well, we've got more calls from listeners. We'll be right back after this.
It will keep you on the edge of your seat.
I must have drank me about 15 Dr. Peppers.
I gotta pay.
Just don't get any on the floor. Hurry back. There is more to come from the darkness on the edge of town.
Tri-Minnesota Mortgage was founded on one simple principle, to be your complete mortgage resource. Keith Troutman and the experts at Tri-Minnesota Mortgage will assist you with all your needs. They've built a reputation for client satisfaction and are devoted to making the mortgage process as easy as possible. You get to work with a broker that understands your needs. Finding the right loan is only the beginning. Tri-Minnesota Mortgage will assist you every step of the way to ensure smooth sailing with personal one-on-one help. I'm Dave Schrader, the host of Darkness on the Edge of Town. When I bought my new home, I turned to Keith Troutman to help me. He made what could have been a very stressful time easy and painless. He was considerate and realizes that this is more than just a job to him. It's the future for you. I recommend them to my friends, and I'm happy to recommend them to you. To take the first step to a financially free tomorrow, call 952-223-5000 or visit them on the web at cruiseatclose.com. For a fresh start, no matter what your current situation, call Keith at Tri-Minnesota Mortgage. That's 952-223-5000. As Keith says, it's your money. Keep more of it. That's Tri-Minnesota Mortgage, 952-223-5000.
Howdy, this is Don Raleigh from Evolve Systems. Evolve Systems can't help you lose weight. We don't know anything about diamonds, and we can't help you save a boatload of money on your car insurance. What we can do is help you with your merchant processing. We work with small businesses to provide credit card processing, debit card processing, gift cards, and check acceptance. Whether you need a point-of-sale system, a credit card terminal, or want to accept payments over the internet, Evolve Systems will work with your small business to find the right solution for your merchant processing needs. Ask us how you can get a free copy of QuickBooks 2006. You can reach us at 651-628-4000 or on the internet at www.evolve-systems.com. Now you have a friend. Well, not yet, but give us a call at 651-628-4000 and we can chat. Evolve Systems, where we help you to manage change. This is Don Raleigh. Cheers.
If you read Tabs Paramag every month, you'll be able to tell the difference between the absurd.
Could not go to work because Bigfoot stole my car.
And the creepy.
Taps Paramag takes you where few would ever go on purpose. From exclusive interviews with the cast of The Ghost Hunters to the latest trends in technology in the field of the paranormal. To join our journey, order at tapsparamag.com.
Do you hear loud moans and banging on your walls? Next time, pay for the better hotel room.
Oh, no more Yankee, my winky. The donga needs food.
Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town with your hosts, Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis.
Good evening and welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town. I appreciate everybody tuning in with us this evening. This evening we have a very special guest with us. Her name is CJ Seller. She's a local medium and psychic here in the Twin Cities. She has a nationwide database of people that she works with all over the United States. So if you'd like to be one of those people and you're interested in getting a private reading done for her, she does have a special price that she's got for listeners of the show this evening. Just tell them that you heard her on the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show, and she will give you a $10 discount off the cost of your total reading. You can check her out on her website at cjmedium.com. Again, that's cjmedium.com. And on the line next with us, we've got Rick. Rick, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Rick, great. I'm going to let you talk to CJ here. She's going to open up a conduit for you. And if you can just have a pen and paper ready for her, okay?
Sure, I've got it.
All right.
Hi, Rick. How are
you? Good. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, I'm just going to open up for you here and see what we can connect for you. I'm just going to have you do the same thing.
And people that are listening, including Rick, just go ahead in your mind, open up and ask for who you'd like to come through this evening. Just ask them to come through and try to make a connection, and that should help out with the connection as well.
Okay, one thing I can tell you about your energy, Rick, is it's very strong to begin with. As I tune into it, you've got a lot of things around you. These are all positive things.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Excuse me for a minute because this is a little bit overwhelming kind of energy. It usually means that the person that I'm hoping with or talking to is very open to this stuff, okay?
Good.
Now, the first thing that they're telling me is that you get a lot of signs that happen around you. A lot of things that spirit does to tell you that they're present. Okay.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, most of them usually come in some type of a dream form.
Okay. Now, who is the L connected to you? Okay.
L could be...
This would be on the other side, right?
Right.
Are you getting a male or female presence with that L?
You know, it has an LR sound to it.
It could be... I have an aunt, Aunt Lee, that is passed, or it could be my father's middle name.
Okay, what would have the LR sound? If neither one of those connect, I don't want to put you on the spot with that, so if it's not making sense, that's okay.
Not totally.
Okay. All right, I'm just going to bypass that, but just to let you know quickly, it sounds like the name, like a Lori or a Lauren or something like that, all right? Okay. Now, the thing with you is that you're going to be a person that plays messenger quite a bit, and I think if you get readings by other people, that's going to happen to you a lot, just because it happens to you normally. Do you understand that?
Yes.
So, okay, and also, there's a B connection here for you, all right?
A B, okay.
A B, yes. Now, have you gone to classes? Have you done anything?
No, I really haven't.
To learn about that. They're bringing this up to me as if you're literally being taught about your gifts by experience. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a medium like myself and the way I was taught is called being spirit taught. So it's learning by experience.
Now, with this B name, I'll let everybody else out there know, Rick, the caller that we have on the line, is one of my oldest and closest friends from Illinois, and had just been speaking to him about the opportunities, and he said he'd really be interested in trying to make a connection. So I do have some insights, and I'm able to kind of hear some of the things that you're talking about as well. With the B connection, is that somebody that's passed over?
Yes.
And is it a female or a male entity that you're getting?
That's male, I feel.
Male? Okay. Are you getting any kind of position, like where in the family this person would come?
That would be like a grandparent.
Okay. Yeah, my mother's maiden name is Bevier, which okay. begins with a B.
All right.
Now, are you saying that it's... the only reason I ask on this, and just to kind of validate, that it's like a grandfather feel to it, is it because it was an older person that passed on? Was it... could it be that it's connected to his father? Is that where you're getting a connection, or...?
That could very well be. One of the difficult things about Rick's energy, and this happens, people have a difficult time reading me.
Sure.
Or for me, because I'm a medium, and that would be the case with him. I don't know if he accepts this or realizes this about himself, but he has medium abilities that are just natural.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there a message from this B person for Rick?
They keep bringing up about being a teacher, about learning, teaching. Do you do any other kind of teaching? Yourself?
Not really, no. Okay. I mean, one B that came to mind is maybe my Uncle Bill.
Okay.
That could be. He passed away close to 6 years ago now.
Okay. That would make sense. What's the teacher thing? Teacher, student?
I have a sister that's a teacher.
Okay.
And actually, two of my nieces are teachers.
Okay.
As well.
Does soda make sense to you?
Soda?
Soda.
Not really ringing a bell for anything in specific.
All right. Okay. I want you to write this down.
Okay.
Because this might not necessarily be for you directly, but indirectly for someone else. Now, they're talking about soda pop. And what's unusual about that to me is you don't hear that phrase very often.
Mm-hmm.
So soda pop, okay?
Okay.
All right, and they're also talking about it being kind of a joke. Whatever this is about, it would be considered funny. Okay.
The only thing that kind of rings a bell with that mm-hmm. is one of my late father's best friends that recently passed. I actually bought an antique soda pop machine from
okay.
him.
Okay.
That's the only thing I could think of that.
All right.
It kind of has some sentimental value because it was always at these family parties. I was always interested in it and ended up picking it up from him.
Okay. Okay. Well,
that could have something to do with, too, being the, you know, you're getting kind of the joke is that it was always around the parties and the things that.
Could be.
Would you see that, CJ?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, yeah, that would make sense to me, because I don't hear soda pop very often. And where is that connection to grandparent?
It's not really a connection with the grandparent. It's actually, it was my dad's best friend that was kind of like a family member. We always used to call him uncle.
Okay. Older guy, though.
Right.
Okay.
But he himself was a grandparent.
Okay. And where's the S connection for him?
Last name is Schneido.
Okay. And you already mentioned he hadn't passed that long ago.
It's been nearly 2 years this April.
Okay. Well, to me, that's not very long. And connected to your dad. Now, is dad here? Dad living?
No, he passed away 27 years ago
when
I was 12 years old, so.
Okay. I feel like he's probably trying to bring your dad through. Does a boxcar make sense to you?
Yes. Okay. Yes, my dad was really into trains a lot.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to ask them to really push to help bring him through, because I know that he wants to do this.
Another thing that makes sense is Otto, who is my dad's best friend, kind of joked around. He wanted me to try to sell him some antique train cars that he thought I had, but I actually didn't have, and he was going to trade me for the Pepsi machine for the boxcar. So okay. That kind of makes
okay.
sense.
Yeah, that absolutely makes sense. What they would be bringing up about your father is it's something about the timing, okay? Bad timing. Now, his death was untimely. That's the way I'm taking that.
Right. Actually, yes, he passed away.
I won't give too much information, Rick. Remember, she needs some of these things to be able to validate that she's getting through to him.
Ah, okay.
Okay. And is there also a baseball connection with him? With Dad?
Yes.
Okay. And he connects that to being very fatherly, being a good father. You understand that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then it's like being a wealth of information, giving a child a lot of... how do I want to put it?
Guidance. Right.
Exactly. Thank you, Dave. What would I do without you? Giving a child a lot of guidance and memories to look back on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who is the J connection with that as well?
Otto's wife is Joanne.
Okay. Is she here?
Yes.
Okay. Would you let her know that he came through?
Yeah, sure will.
Will you do that?
I sure will.
All right. And that's where you're going to play the messenger.
Okay.
All right.
Now we're wrapping up. We've got about a minute left in the show. CJ and Rick, is there any message from Rick's dad coming through that he'd like to pass on before we take off?
Simply that it's him.
Okay.
That it's him.
Do you want to know what the possible baseball connection was?
Sure, we've got about a minute left on the show. You can go ahead and tell us what that is.
When I was a kid, whenever I was in a sport, whether it be baseball or football, it sounds kind of strange, but my dad would either call me baseball or football as a nickname, which is kind of strange, but you kind of have to know my dad to figure that out. So it's very strange because that's one of the things I thought about if he was going to come through tonight. So it's very odd that was one of the things that came up, because it's kind of something obscure that only maybe he and I would know about.
Sure. Well, great. I'm glad we were able to make a connection for you this evening, Rick. I appreciate you being a part of the show. Thank you very much for being on. I'd also like to thank our other callers. We had Simone and April on with us as well. Also remember Dwayne Claude with the SupernaturalSummit.com. You can go and check out about that Supernatural Summit that's going to be taking place. Also wanted to thank CJ Sellers. CJ, thank you very much for being a part of the show
this
evening.
You're very welcome.
I hope we can have you back in the future with us. For the people that were on hold we weren't able to get through, I'm really sorry, and we're sorry we couldn't get to you. CJ will be back with us in the future. We also have a couple other mediums that'll be popping up on the show in the next 2 months, so feel free to give us a call back as well. This evening, you've been listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show with our special guest, CJ Sellers, local medium and psychic. You can visit her on the web at cjmedium.com. Join us next week when we share the better part of our new extended 2-hour format with demonologist and paranormal investigator Keith Johnson. Keith is an active member of the TAPS team from the Sci-Fi Channel's Ghost Hunters show, so don't forget to tune in. Dave and Tim here to say thank you very much for tuning in. And remember, next week, 2-hour format starting at 10 p.m. Central, going to midnight. We appreciate you listening, and we appreciate your continued support. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show.